My husband and I have an ongoing discussion about these little things. When I was growing up in Spokane, they were called chestnuts. And I guess either around here or where he grew up in Florida, they're called buckeyes. So the Spokane ones had little prongs on them. Little needle kind of things. So, and the casings for these do not. So maybe that's the difference. I don't know. Anyway, there's three of these, and in Buddhism, it seems like oftentimes there's an association with numbers, and I'm not sure where that comes from. But anyway, there's at least two places, kind of in the basic structure of Buddhist philosophy, that talks about three. One is Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So that's one. But the other one, and the one that I'm going to talk about today, is more the idea of impermanence, no self, and suffering. And those are kind of tenets that no matter what the tradition, the Buddhist tradition is, that's a very common core that all traditions hold together, that was part of Buddha's teaching, was that life has no self, and there is impermanence, that there's nothing sustainable, and that that it involves suffering. So when I was thinking about what to talk about, it came to me that in a way, the buckeye is kind of like we are. In the late December, very early January, if you are out walking, you look at the buckeye trees, they don't have any very many leaves, but when they start to come out, then there's this little thing called a candle, and it's kind of like a little flower, I guess. And that's the first thing you see is that, and then the leaves start kind of coming broader and bigger. And then pretty soon, if you really look closely, you'll see a little button, you know, that's the beginning of the chestnut or the buckeye. And then as it grows, you can see it, and sometimes it hangs in three, and sometimes two, and sometimes one, and the leaves all fall off, and the tree has these kind of ornaments that are hanging, and they're covered with a shell, and then when it gets to a certain point, then the shell then it breaks off, and the shell kind of expands, and you get one of these little guys. And so in a way, that's kind of like the three tenets of Buddhism, and that's kind of like what we experience in Zazen, is that there is no real beginning, and there's no real end. If you look at the flow of the tree and the buckeye, it just kind of keeps rolling along. And so the candle is not the buckeye. This is not really the buckeye. It's a piece of it. It belongs to the whole, but it isn't the whole. And that's true for us too. That you know, when we're first born, that we come out a certain way, and we might have certain remnants of a personality. But over time, the exterior changes, but the interior really does not change. There is no interior to change, but what there is doesn't change. I mean, it's kind of a conundrum, I think. And but as we grow as people, and even as we do Zazen, then we become like a little attached to, oh, this is good, I like doing it this way, or I did it this way and then I feel good, or nothing's happening, and you know, and yet it's just, we're just rolling along. We can't see ourselves rolling along, and maybe sometimes somebody else can. had a friend come over this morning and she commented on my husband's weight loss. So, you know, she could see it. He's kind of gotten used to it, so he's, you know, doesn't. But oftentimes we really cannot even see ourselves, and sometimes other people can't see what's going on inside either. So there is no permanence. We'd like there to, you know, like the idea of that we're achieving something, we're getting somewhere, we're doing something, accomplishing something. We have results to show whether we like them or not. There's a product, there's an outcome, there's a relationship, there's something that happens. And yet nothing stays. It's always in flux. And it's in flux, but for me, it's kind of like watching the candle this morning. You know, the candle was burning, the flame was burning, and so it was appearing, but it was disappearing all at the same time. It just was coming and going, and yet what you saw was this little, you know, unless there was a disturbance in the room, and then it kind of flickered a little bit. But again, that's kind of like we are. It's always there, but it's always kind of coming and going and coming and going. And so part of Zazen is to learn how to observe that, you know, that there is no permanence, that there's no fixed self, and that we do get attached to things, but to observe them and then to kind of experience them, you know, if we can experience it, oh, that's how it feels, and then know that it's going to change. You know, in 10 minutes your leg is going to be sore, or you're going to be tired of sitting. But to really kind of get into that experience. And I think for me, when I was kind of studying with the Rinzai tradition, it had a heavy emphasis on observing and, you know, becoming aware, and kind of, I don't know, kind of trying to make something happen. With the Soto, what I have come to realize that it's more, for me, it's easier and it's more where I am right now, is just to sit back and try to experience it, you know, just to not be judgmental about it and not say, oh, this is good or this is bad, but it just is, and know that it's going to go away in 3 minutes or 2 days or whatever. And not to put judgment to that, because again, I think in this world we tend to say, you know, we should have goals and we should be arriving and we should be accomplishing. And so we lose track of that experience. And personally, I think that that's what many people are really looking for, is that opportunity to experience, whether it's through, you know, an avocation or like the painting or even experiencing at a job, just really, you know, being a part of the whole thing. And yet we brush past that. We don't give it time, credit. We don't really allow ourselves to experience that. And so I hope for this next week that, you know, that each of you and me too will take just, you know, if nothing else, just a couple of minutes just to experience something. You know, sitting on the toilet, experience it. You know, being outside, seeing a chestnut, seeing a cloud form, or seeing, you know, your kids react a certain way. So just experience that, and know that that's really one of the big gifts that we received out of doing Zazen and disciplining ourselves in that way. So, have a good week.